Greetings from Long Island, where every highway is a sunrise. It's time for Dave's Gone By, an hour of comedy, talk, and music brought to you by Total Theater, with your host, Dave Lefkowitz. You've never heard anything like it, so sit back, relax, squeal if you must. Here's the host of Dave's Gone By, Dave!
Tropical hot dog night! Like two flamingos in a fruit fight! Every color of day! Twirling around at night!
There goes the Daverhood. Welcome, everybody, to this very special edition of Dave's Gone By on WGBB AM 1240. I'm Dave Lefkowitz, the host of this show every week, which is a mix of comedy, talk, radio, music, humor, interviews, humor and comedy being the operative terms, obviously. Anyway, we're doing this special thing over these couple of weeks where I'm playing highlights from the New Year's Eve and, well, early New Year's Day special that I did on the radio station, because New Year's 2007 going into 2008 didn't fall on a Sunday when I normally do Dave's Gone By. Fell on another day of the week, but I wanted to share all the stuff that we did on the radio because it was a lot of fun, and maybe our regular listeners never got a chance to hear it. So the past two episodes of this show, we've been playing the countdown going up to midnight. Well, we have a little more of that. Plus, this is the episode where we do the real countdown. We go to midnight and afterwards, and all the fun that we had right after the new year. So, please enjoy Dave's Gone By tonight, brought to you by Hewlett Minuteman Press, the Copy Kings of Broadway, Fancy Schmancy Balloons, MortgagesRock.com, and the Bible of Broadway Performing Arts Insider Theater Magazine. All right, wind your clocks back to the late, late, late hours of 2007. It's time for the New Year's show. Hello, hello. You're listening to the WGBB New Year's special. Who's this, Rich?
This is Rich.
Where are you from, Rich?
I believe this planet. We're from where, geographically speaking, what, Long Island-wise, or?
Yeah, geographically, like town-wise on Long Island.
I was born in Freeport, and I was raised in Deer Park.
Oh, all right. Well, Freeport is where our tower is. As a matter of fact, the WGBB tower is appropriately enough on Guy Lombardo Avenue.
Oh, no way. How close to the water are you guys?
Well, right now we're actually in Babylon, so...
Guy Lombardo? Oh, okay.
But the tower
itself is in Freeport. I understand.
Freeport on Guy Lombardo Avenue, and this being New Year's Eve, what could be more appropriate than that?
So
what do you do? How do you make your living, Rich?
How do I make my living?
Yeah.
I've got about six different titles.
Okay.
I'm
unemployed, basically.
Yeah, there you go.
You're a bum like me, all right.
But I'm surviving. I'm doing quite well.
Yeah.
What am I? I'm an ice carver. I'm
a
chef.
Wow.
I'm an owner. I'm a father. I'm a daydreamer.
Oh. Ice carver?
An ice carver. That's one of, yes.
Like for restaurants and bar mitzvahs and stuff?
For sculptures. Yeah, sculptures.
It doesn't come across. It's a medium. It doesn't come across well on the radio.
Yeah, well.
But it's pretty cool stuff.
Well, you're melting my heart. I will say that. And what are your hopes and aspirations for the year ahead?
The year ahead, man, I'm hoping, oh my God, that's a pretty heavy one. I've been trying to be a very positive, in a very positive state of mind the last month and a half or so. I've been turned on to a few really interesting ways of thinking. And my hope for the world is that a greater majority of the world will get more in tune with things changing in a positive direction as opposed to the stuff that's been going on for the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I read a real interesting statistic that your listeners might be interested in hearing.
Sure.
In order to change the world, like this conscious shift that everybody's been kind of feeling and thinking and talking about,
mm-hmm.
it only takes 11% of the population.
Wow.
If 11% of the world's population would really concentrate and think about making this world a better place,
mm-hmm.
it's... The American Revolution was started by a minority of people. Most people wanted to side with England and stay the status quo. A minority of the people, 11%, got together, and we have a new country.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Women's right to vote, the suffrage movement, was a very small minority.
Mm-hmm.
You hit a certain number, and the whole population follows. That's my wish, is that 11% of the world will get together and give everybody a hug and say happy. That's kind of what we need.
I think 11%, if 11% of our listeners right now will take out their checkbooks and write my name on the first line, and then pick a number between 100 and, say, 10,000.
And add 11 zeros.
Yeah.
That's
and just 11%, you know, I'm lucky if I have 11 people listening, but no. But, you know, if 11% of those 11, I could get some serious dough this
with
year.
With 11 zeros, that'd
be
great.
Yeah. I like your thinking, dude. Yeah, man. So do you want to give any shout-outs or
acknowledge any of your family, friends?
I've got everybody I'd like to acknowledge. My mom's staying in her own house, but we're actually here surrounded by a couple of close friends and family, and we're having a very nice New Year. My daughter, Davina Rose, I've got two daughters, Rose and Leora Sage.
Okay.
Davina Rose turns 10 years old, double digits, at midnight.
Oh,
which is
happy
a really
birthday.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of been my plans for the past 10 years. Every time this time of the year will go. And another true story. I've got a house full of people that can vouch with me. We've got a dog about to have puppies.
Oh,
for days now.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you about Cleo.
Oh.
I'm on the radio. She's due to have puppies. She's been in her house by herself, panting.
Oh.
We've got a house full of people. Let me see if she wants to say anything.
The dog? Yeah. Let's hear from your dog. What's her name? The dog's name?
Cleo.
Her name is Cleo for Cleopatra.
Oh.
And her father's name is Bootsy. He's got four brown feet, but his new name is Papa.
Oh, almost Papa, yeah.
They are called, it's a breed of dog called a Poosh. It's half poodle, half shih tzu.
Oh, those are so cute.
Oh.
They're really cool looking dogs. Yeah, he's all black and she's all white. And we got a boy and a girl and we're about to have puppies.
So you think it's going to happen within the next hour or two?
We're thinking it's going to happen at any time. We've been here for 2 days waiting, and everybody's here like nobody wants to go home until we have puppies.
Oh. If I go, one more time, I'm going to be sick. But no. Good luck on that. I hope they all are healthy.
Yeah, we've got a lot to wish for. Let me ask you a question before I hand the phone back.
Sure.
Let me hear a wish from you for the new year.
Ah. I wish success for my wonderful and adorable wife, Joyce.
Awesome. That's a
I
good
wish
short.
Success for my wonderful and adorable mistress.
Hey.
Okay, he started off well.
Who's about to have puppies in 4 years?
Right?
Hey, at least he's not about to turn 10.
There you go.
And I obviously there are certain things I wish for myself, but I want to give what they say canine. I do wish a good things for my friend Rabbi Saul Solomon. Yeah.
Which rabbi was that?
Rabbi Saul Solomon. You can see him on TV on Wednesday mornings on Cablevision.
Or YouTube. On YouTube.
I'm going to look into this because I'm very big into that.
He doesn't show.
I teach cooking classes with autistic children Monday nights at the Sheridan Hop Hog with the Chabad over in.
Wow.
But I also do a lot of work with the High Center. I do a lot of. We're very involved with that whole.
You would love Rabbi Saul Solomon.
He's a different kind of rabbi.
He's
a comedic
unorthodox
rabbi.
Oh, no, that's even better.
Unorthodox. Unordained rabbi.
Right.
That's quite where we are. We work with very religious people, but we're about as far away from that as you can get.
Oh.
I'm looking to refresh my drink.
You might enjoy the show then.
Write these two words.
I'm going to look into this now.
Get a pen. Write down the words, Shalom Dammit. Shalom Dammit. That's the name of his program. You can watch it on YouTube.
If I go on YouTube.
Yes.
Yes. Google him on
Dammit.
YouTube.
Yeah, or Rabbi Saul Solomon, either one. And you can watch the first 9 episodes are up there already.
In pieces, though, in like 10-minute
sound. Yeah, because YouTube only lets. And then if you want to watch it on regular TV, if you have cable vision of Woodbury, you can watch it on Wednesday mornings at 7:30, Channel 20.
Well,
I'm involved in that show. I co-produce it and I write some of the material.
He's a close friend of the rabbi.
That's very cool. I'm gonna look on it if I remember before I go to bed tonight, because I am pretty much more than 3/4 of the way to getting myself inebriated.
Oh, well.
And it's okay because I'm home and I'm not driving anywhere. And
good for you.
I'm sleeping most of the day away tomorrow. We're going to have breakfast at home.
You
need to be inebriated to watch Shalom Dammit.
You may enjoy the show more if you are a little bit inebriated.
A lot.
It happens a couple of times a year, and this is one of those days. Now, to change your life, if you ever have a time, write this down.
Oh, yeah.
www.perceivingreality.com.
Mm-hmm. Perceivingreality.com.
It's not funny, but if it doesn't make you sit for about an hour and say,
If it's not porn, it probably wouldn't.
I don't even want to use the word because it kind of puts a stigmatism in people's head right away.
Right.
But it's a very layman's explanation of Kabbalah.
Oh.
It's very, very interesting. The way you wouldn't know that that's what they're speaking of until the end, and you're like, wow.
Is it endorsed by Madonna?
No, it's far from it. It's really neat. It's worth. It's a 9-minute video, and it's worth.
All right. Well, you know,
I recommend it. You can call me back and say what the heck are you thinking?
I'll tell you this. Joyce has been wearing a red string, and I'm saying, Joyce, change your tampon already.
Oh my God.
No, I don't know what that. I don't know what that means at
Did
all.
Did that go over the airwaves?
Yes. Yeah,
hold on a second. Hey, I'm on the radio. You guys ready to start a show?
Oh, go with the kids. Go with your kids and your puppies.
Put Jeff back on the phone, and we'll wrap this up.
Here comes Mr. Jeff, Mr. Goodman. Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year, Rich. Thanks so much for taking part in the show.
Hold on 1 second.
You betcha.
You want to talk on the radio? Say my name is Tamina Rose. My
brother. Oh, here comes a kid.
Hi, my name is Tamina Rose, and it's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
No, wait a minute. Today is your birthday or tomorrow? Tomorrow is your birthday, right? You're born on January 1st, right?
Yeah.
Happy almost birthday to you. Happy almost birthday to you. Happy almost birthday, Davina Rose. Happy almost birthday to you. Da 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 da. And you'll be 10 or 11?
10. And here's my sister, and she can tell a little bit about what she thinks I'm going to be like.
Well, no, I can hear the sister for half a minute. Kids are interesting for like half
What's
a minute
name?
To 40 seconds.
What's your name, honey?
Leora.
Leora?
Uh-huh.
Hi, Leora. How old are you?
7.
Hey, Leora. How do you like school? I know kids hate being asked that question. It's cool. What's your favorite subject?
I like all the subjects, really.
Good.
When we went the other night, see Hannah Montana.
We saw Hannah Montana last night.
Wow, Hannah Montana is cool.
Yeah, and did you like it, or was it wonderful?
Yeah.
Are you going to see?
They went out. There was fireworks.
Oh.
Are you going to see Atonement?
Here's my friend Angela.
Oh.
Egglock?
Angela.
Oh, Angela. Hi, Angela.
Hi.
Hi, and how old are you?
I'm 10.
Aww.
Oh, you're an older lady. Sorry.
Yeah.
Ooh. And so how was your year? Did you have a good year?
Yes, I had a wonderful year. We're doing a parade, actually.
Wow.
What kind of parade? Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of parade?
We're actually a twirling and marching parade by ourselves.
She's actually a Klansman.
Yeah.
Yes. Have you always been a white supremacist? No, I'm kidding. I kid. No, so good. Did you have fun in the parade, or was it coming up?
Yeah, we're having fun.
Well, good. Well, I'm very glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to the new year?
Yes.
Yay! So am I. I think it's going to be a good one.
Yes. Here's Steve.
Oh, thank
you. Well, it's great talking to you.
Hold on a second. I'm passing the phone back to Jeff.
Okay.
Thanks.
Use your phone. Here, Jeff, catch.
No.
And little phone pun. Ring the comedy bell for the phone pun. Thank you.
Moby Dick. Ulysses. War and Peace. The Bible. Big freaking deal. If you want to read a real book, a funny book, try Marriage, Babies, and the End of the World, a collection of comedies by Dave Lefkowitz, me, the host of Dave's Gone By. Each play is stage-tested and relatively safe for public consumption. Marriage, Babies, and the End of the World, available from Holvo Books on the Dave's Gone By website. It's the great American something.
Hello.
Jeff Goodman, hello.
Did you like phone tag?
They were delightful. Rich was absolutely marvelous. His kids are great. That was really cool. Thank you, man.
Hey, I'm great radio. What can I tell you?
You are. You are indeed.
Davina, do you want to tell them what you want for your birthday? Because they'll get you whatever you want for your birthday.
Yeah, on another planet.
Yeah, here she is.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, what would you like for your birthday? I do not promise anything. But you can at least tell people what you would want for your birthday.
A Game Boy DS.
Yeah, good luck.
I think Mommy and Daddy have to wait online a long time for
that. Just got me an iPod, so I think that's enough for now.
Oh, an iPod. Very good. An iPod is fun.
You can download Hannah Montana's songs on the iPod.
Right.
Yeah, but I have to do that.
You know, and I don't know if you've heard the new Amy Winehouse, but it's pretty...
No, that's too adult.
You think?
Hannah Montana's fine.
Okay.
She's fun, David.
No, they found Hannah Montana. She was wandering the streets with tattoos, and... No, okay.
No.
Anyway, well, I hope you get what you wish for this year and every year. So, happy whatever. Okay, who's...
Okay, here's Jeff.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, enough of the children. My tolerance level...
Are you going to give to me the cake, boy? Hello?
Hi, Jeff. Okay, enough with the youngins.
Anyone out there who'd like to give Davina a Game Boy?
Yeah, right.
please send it to David at Dave's Gone By, and we'll get it to Davina.
Yeah, care of the station, care of WGBB. I promise, if I get the Game Boy, I'll play with it in a couple of weeks, and I'll give it right to Davina.
No, you will not.
Yes, I will. Why not? I can't afford a Game Boy.
We'll give it right to Davina.
Yes, as soon as I'm done with it. Absolutely, she'll get it. I won't break it or anything. I'll be good, you know. If you want to get Davina, a car that she can drive when she turns 18,
you know,
I will keep it in trust.
Davina really doesn't want too much. She's really a good kid. She doesn't really want too much.
Well, yeah, that was very nice when she said that, you know, yeah, she loved the Game Boy thing, but she already got the iPod, and that's cool for now. I think that's a nice kind of attitude, you know?
Oh, yeah, no, she's good.
Well,
what was that?
Oh, well.
Press it, David. Press the line.
WGBB AM 1240, the New Year's special. You're on the air. Who are you?
Hello, Dave. How are you?
Is that Trev?
Yes, the right man.
Yeah. All the hosts are calling in now. They all waited till 11. You know, we're dying on here from 7:30 to 10 o'clock. We're begging people to call the station.
I've been listening to you all evening, Dave. You're doing a good job, man.
Oh, thank you. Trevor is one of the staff members here at WGBB, as am I. Trevor's generally on, he's around on Mondays and during the weekend. And what shows do you actually do? When are you actually on the air?
Oh, I'm on Friday night from 12 to 9, Saturday morning.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a long shift.
Oh, midnight. You know, it's midnight. Yeah. Wow, yeah. But when you're physically on the air for 9 hours?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I don't get off until 11, but I'll be on
your
the air.
Your sex life is none of my business, Trevor. But, you know, no, I don't know what that means.
Wow.
So, but you play, I guess, gospel and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. Gospel celebration.
Gospel celebration with Trevor Vassell. Friday, right. Going into Saturday, as you said, right?
There you go. That's right. That's
cool.
Right.
So how was your year? Did you have a good 2007?
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of times I call on you. You know, I had some problems every now and then with my dad, but, you know, been good. Things been looking really good these last few days. I'm very comfortable.
Good. Thank God.
I just want to call and, you know, wish you and your family a happy new year. Stan's been trying to call you, but he's here with me, too, so he's probably going to call you a little later.
Oh, yeah. Stan called during the Monos show. He was talking, he was going into church.
And Dave, you need to get your wife a little bit more on the radio. She sounds really nice on the radio.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks,
she's pretty terrific. I mean, literally, during the break, I told her, it's like, we got to do this more often. Did I not say that?
I think so. But
Trevor, you know, I can't replace Jeff. Now, Jeff is the other half of the comedy team.
More like two-thirds, but no, I don't know what that means.
No, but seriously, you do a good job. I've been listening to you since 7:30, and you've been sounding really good.
Thank you. Dave
don't show up, you can take over.
Oh, thank you. Just like at home, Trevor. Just like at home.
Yeah, I make her do all the work. I call her Chattel.
That's
my new name for her, Chattel.
Well, I just want to call and say thank you, Dave, for everything. You've been a good man, and I appreciate you. I just want to, you know, say Happy New Year to you and your family.
Trevor.
Totally.
Thank you so much.
And Trevor, by the way, you know, but the reason I'm here tonight is I'm filling in for Trevor because he obviously has more. He has other things to do, and yet he's listening to me on the radio.
He has to do religious things, David. Religious things.
Oh, Trevor, yes, please explain. I know Program Director Tom knows this, but why is tonight very special for
religion
African American people?
Why is it so special?
Yeah.
Well, I can't speak for everybody, but I'm just blessed that my wife is okay, my daughters is okay, you know, I'm healthy.
Oh, no, I meant actually, isn't this an important sort of religious sort of holiday, or not a religious, a cultural holiday for blacks? Or am I totally off on this?
Well, I can't because I'm not really familiar with it. I know it is, but you're talking about Kwanzaa, right?
Well, I guess I am, but I don't think
I
was.
Yeah, well, I don't practice Kwanzaa because I'm a religious person, and I'm really dealing with mostly, like, you know, Pentecostal, you know.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
And right now I'm at a service, and we're going to be celebrating New Year's here, so I'm here right now.
It's a hell of a service where you've got the radio on. He
probably is in the hallway on his cell phone, being called in by his family.
Well,
Trevor, get in!
Actually, I'm doing the video, and I'm in the control room for them right now. Yeah, so they're inside having a good time. So that's where you hear the music is going on.
Yes, we heard people and music. Yeah, yeah.
Well, have a wonderful time. Have a great and a healthy, please, 2008, yes. Trevor Vassell.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Thanks for calling in. Great to know you. Great to be working with you at WGBB. And
great
all
answer.
My best, man. Have
you
a great
and the family, all right?
You
Take
too.
Care now.
Bye-bye.
All right.
What's black and white and red all over? Photocopies made at Hewlett Minuteman Press, the copy kings of Broadway. Any job that you have, including black and white copies, and they've got a brand new color copier, great quality, good prices, wonderful family that has owned Hewlett Minuteman Press since the 1970s. So check them out, 516-569-5577, Hewlett Minuteman Press. They're the kings.
Just for one day, just one more day, just a few more minutes left in 2007. I'm Dave Lefkowitz. I'm here with my lovely wife, Joyce, and we're at WGBB Radio, ringing bells, ringing in the new year. And I have on the phone, well, I got to have on the phone, my parents.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Enjoy.
This is my mom, Brenda, and my dad, Philip. And they've been married for how long?
45 years.
Oh, Mazel McGlick. Well, I'm 47, so that kind of it. No, just I'm
going on 46.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everyone.
Bruce County.
Yeah. I know there were some bad things that happened this year, you know, in the family. We had a death, you know, recently on Thanksgiving. But otherwise, how was the year?
All right, other than a couple of deaths around.
A couple? Well, was Karen this year? Or was Karen last year?
Last year. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Come my cousin, yeah.
But, you know, friends and relatives of friends. But we don't want to think of bad things. We're going into New Year and thinking of good things.
Yeah.
And only the best to you and Joycey and Joycey's family. How are you, Joycey?
Good. Still here.
Thank God.
That's got to say something.
Well, we've been married almost 10 years, so that's got to say something.
Exactly.
Well, what it says, but it says something.
All right.
So, are you there, Joycey, or...
Yeah, no, we're both in the studio. Joyce has been with me all night.
Oh,
yes.
We're in the bar.
Jeff is at some party where they're going to have puppies, and it's the girl's birthday, and he had a balloon thing. So I filled in today for Jeff.
Oh, that was a good thing.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you were on.
Oh, yeah, well, sent out some
we're
emails.
We're going to try and get the other phone going here.
Well, no, Dad, you sound great. I mean, just you know, let it be right now. We've only got about 5 minutes before the lesson. We got about 4 minutes.
Is that working?
Well, you were fine before.
Works for me.
Okay, we're still good. But so just some hopes and prayers for 2008. Your thoughts, your resolutions, your whatevers.
Just hope for a better year for
everybody. Yeah, yeah.
A little peace on earth will then hurt.
Good.
And everybody should be well.
Yeah, not like last year.
Yeah. And what are you hoping for this year?
Same stuff, plus wealth. You know, wealth and success and you know, a really hot mistress.
Did you pinch him?
Did you get a knip for that one?
No, she knows that the mistress I have is just, you know, she's kind of a dog. But
no,
you know,
no,
I'm trying to trade up.
First, David needs to get employed. Once you have the money, then you attract the ladies.
But I am employed by WGBB Freeport.
Again, first, David needs to be employed.
My,
Step two.
My loving wife lets me say things like that when we're in public. And then when we're not with other people, I pay for it. So.
Well, anyway, guys.
You're going to pay for it.
Love you guys so much. So glad I got you on the air here. So glad to say love you. Wish you only health and happiness and good things for 2008. Thanks for being my wonderful and loving parents. That wouldn't trade for anything in the whole wide world. Well, yeah, maybe for $3 million, but not less than $3 million what I trade you at all. We've got about 2.5 minutes before the big 0 hour, so
all right,
I wish you happy.
Happy. I love you.
Love you like crazy.
Thank you.
You got it.
We'll see you tomorrow. Duck Day, don't forget.
Yeah, Duck Day, that's our family tradition, is it's the time to eat lots and lots of duck.
Right. Mm.
Which Mom makes better than anybody in the whole wide world, and I mean that.
And I agree 100%.
Let's start at the very beginning.
Whether you're at the very beginning, the middle, or the end of the Broadway season, everything you need to know about Broadway, off-Broadway, cabaret, opera, and dance is in the pages of Performing Arts Insider Theater Magazine, available 21 times a year or just in the monthly edition. Either way, Dave's Gone By listeners get 10% off. So subscribe now to Performing Arts Insider and find out all the information at PerformingArtsInsider.com.
I'll make it easier for you.
Hi, this is Sheldon Harnick, and you're listening to Dave's Gone By on station WGBB.
By the way, it is 11:40.
No, it's 11:41.
11:41. Yeah, my clock just changed here.
17 seconds left.
Woohoo! I'm going to start using the computer here, the countdown thing. Unfortunately, it doesn't actually give the time, but gives the time left.
Countdown.
Oh.
It's 18 minutes and 2 seconds right now.
23 hours, 42 second minutes and 6 seconds. Bleh, I'll get that right.
No, I have the official ABC Rockin' Eve.
Yeah, and what time does it say?
It's
11:42.
Jeff, you should never believe dominant media.
Yeah, that's right.
It is.
George Bush was controlling the time now. Dick Cheney rolled it back 15 seconds to do some extra bombing. By the way, we want to... That's the scariest laugh I've ever heard.
I'm concerned about you.
We don't have that much. We have a little more time before the New Year, so Jeff, if you want to stay on, but we're also encouraging anybody, WGBB people, or anybody who wants to call and shout out, this is the time.
Just want to be off the air and again.
631-888-8811. Area code 631-888-8811.
But you better have me on the air at midnight.
Why, exactly, Jeff?
Midnight. Well, we'll do the whole countdown with everybody.
You have to be in it to win it, Jeff.
Yeah, but if I'm on hold, you can't hear me.
Well, we'll try and get through.
I was screaming obscenities at you when you put me on hold.
Don't do that. Gotta be nice. You know.
I am nice. I only scream obscenities when I'm on hold.
Well, you did call it like 11:30 instead of 5 to 12, but okay. No problem. We'll hang with you.
I called them at 11 o'clock. I've been great radio for almost an hour now.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. And so has my wife, Joyce, who's been with us. She was with us.
Well,
since
Joyce got the number one spot. I got the number three spot.
Well, because you couldn't be here. Because you had balloons to blow up. You had a party to do.
I had things to blow.
So not going there.
And puppies to birth.
Now, Jeff, I do need just to get serious for one moment.
Yes.
Because you are a good friend, and I really want to wish you a very happy new year and much better year than you've had, because obviously you had a death in the family and two deaths, actually. An uncle who died, and...
My uncle died on my birthday.
So that's a hell of a thing.
It doesn't get much worse than that.
And you're fighting a cold, and...
My father died.
I'm sorry? Yeah, your father died, yes.
Yeah.
So, you know...
It was not great. Except for January 29th.
What was January 29th?
I was on The Price is Right.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've heard the story, so tell it very quickly, please.
I was on one of the last Price is Right with Bob Barker.
That's right. And you were...
the contestant.
You were more than a contestant. You were a...
A winner.
Yeah. What did you win?
I won a 65-inch color TV.
Nice.
By Mitsubishi.
Very nice. And you also won?
Oh, and I won a giant hammock. I guess my friend Pat.
Do
not adjust your set. There's a rabbi on it. Me! Every Wednesday morning at 7:30 on Cablevision Channel 20. I'm Rabbi Sal Solomon, spiritual leader of Temple Sons of Bitches in Great Neck, New York. And my TV show will tell you everything you ever wanted to know about Judaism, but were too staggeringly ignorant to ask. Shalom Dem at 7:30 Wednesday morning on Channel 20 or anytime on YouTube.com. Your prostate will thank you.
It's the WGBB New Year Special with me, Dave Lefkowitz, and special guests from the WGBB radio family. Happy 2008, everybody!
Jeff,
I've been at 15.
Jeff, do you have resolutions?
Yeah.
What are they? Quickly.
I'm going to try and lose some weight and just make it a better year this year.
Very
right
good.
Right on.
1 minute to go.
Oh, boy.
50 seconds?
Look, yeah. Oh, look at the ball.
Okay, we got 50 seconds.
No, 50 seconds now.
Okay. Well, my thing on this computer is a little... We'll be hearing them all count down anyway.
Oh, God, Dick Clark is very scary.
Oh, he's still there. He's there.
What
good,
does he look
good.
Like, Jeff? What is he like?
Oh, plastic.
Aww.
He probably is.
I'm looking on the internet. You must see him. He's unbelievably
30
scary.
Seconds.
Is he standing?
No, wait. 30 seconds. Yeah, well, he kind of has a pole up his ass.
Wait. Yeah, 20 more seconds of my radio career. There you go. We're coming to the 15.
19,
mark.
18, 17, 17,
16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. That was quick. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year! Woo! Happy New Year! Happy New Year. I'm kissing my wife. Let's have sex now. Oh, the mic is on.
Dick Clark is kissing his wife.
Speaking
oh
to
God.
Me, your chest. Wait a second. Or to your parents. I don't know. That's very disturbing, David.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Happy New Year, everybody. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
12 o'clock. It's midnight. It's January 1st, 2008.
2008.
I'm in the missed time zone, though.
Well,
that's
yeah.
Okay, Jeff.
That's right. There's 3 more hours across America of this happening, but it's
really?
The New Year.
Alaska and Hawaii.
Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, my love,
Happy
Joyce.
New Year, honey.
Happy New Year, my friend, Jeff. Happy New Year to my parents.
And my parents, too.
Happy New Year to all our listeners. Happy New Year to Tom and Jeff Lowe, the program. Well, Tom's the program director. Jeff Lowe is
the
station
fireworks?
Manager. Fireworks outside in the...
Oh, it's just thrilling here.
Make noise, everybody.
Oh, and Miley Cyrus is on TV.
Woo! Who? My...
Hannah Montana.
Oh, God.
It's Hannah Montana to you people.
Well...
Very exciting for the little girls,
yeah. Oh, boy, we're coming to the very
square.
First minute.
There's the Drowsy Chaperone, which is going to say goodbye.
Yeah. On Broadway, that's closing.
The Lion King gets a big plug, because it's like... Oh, they're on top of the Marriott Hotel.
It's 12:01 a.m.
They're dropping papers and confetti and... Oh, my goodness. Can you believe it's 2008 already?
Wow. I'm looking forward to 2009. 2008 is disappointing already.
I'm looking at 2010.
It's infinity, David. 200 infinity.
Okay, you mean the 8th number is an infinity? Jeff will like that. Jeff is a number person.
Oh, my God. The clock is talking again. It's an amazing thing. People are holding hands, singing.
Can you hold the phone up to the TV if he's talking? I'd love to hear
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. Dick Clark.
Did he hear him?
Very, very low. Very, very, you know. But hey, but nice.
I am sure it's going to be on YouTube tomorrow.
Fireworks, yay!
It's coming out the religious studio thing.
I hope it's not in the building.
What?
That's not Ace.
By the way, right. our assistant program director has just popped in to wish us Were you actually driving here during midnight? You missed the countdown?
I think he was setting off the fireworks, personally.
Well, anyway, Curry Kid, he said hello earlier in the show. Let me turn down the telephone a little bit. And he's going to say hello just quickly again if he wants to. Curry is the assistant program director. And I may ask him to stay here if the next people are in here pretty soon. So, but wish everybody a happy, because he's bringing basically the log for the next day. By the way, in case I forget to tell you, this is WGBB Freeport.
I'd much rather they think you're hallucinating.
That's right, this is WOR. 50,000 watts coming at you. I'm Michael Savage.
That's funny.
Oh, Happy New Year, man. Happy New Year. Well, it is 12:03, ladies and gentlemen. We're in 2008. Happy, Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Jeff. Happy New Year, everyone. What?
I'm a little bored of 08. Can we go to 09 now?
I think so. 08 was cool. It was good while it lasted. But
it was good, but I'm ready for a change.
Usually the odd years are more interesting than the even ones. You know, 1969 was bigger than 68 or 70.
Yeah, yeah, but this year we get a whole new president.
Thank God.
Olympics in China.
Ooh, well, yeah. Okay, that's pretty good. What else? What else is supposed to happen in the year ahead?
I think puppies will be born.
Oh, that's how are the puppies doing in the party, Jeff?
The mother is kind of sitting in the middle of the floor looking very pregnant.
Okay. That's what you do, Jeff. But no, I'm sorry. That was the first insult of 2008, and I take it back.
What's that?
Nothing. I didn't say anything. No.
David was being naughty. David was being very naughty.
But,
Yeah, because Dick Clark is talking, and I'm absolutely fixated.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad he's on TV still. I think that's pretty cool.
It's amazing he's still alive. He's a sick man.
So he had a stroke. Oh!
What?
Fireworks! Oh, our own private fireworks.
In the house?
Outside.
Okay.
Oh, look over there, David. Can you see them?
I'm going to step away from the mic just for a moment to see
what's
out there.
Look closely, David. It's just fireworks. See?
Wow. It's
David's screaming like a girl.
Well, the little girl he is.
We have fireworks in the backyard. Looks like a Roman candle. I think the studio's going to blow up. That sounds pretty serious.
I hope the spark doesn't hit. It'll go up like a little house of cards.
Oh, we're going to be in trouble, Jeff.
Why?
I think you may do the next show from David's basement.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Is there a little spark coming out?
I think the studio's going to blow up from this, David.
Well, that's why the assistant program director was here. It's like private property.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. We're on fire.
Doom, do, do, dum. Oh, yeah.
Hi, Dave. Happy, healthy New Year to you.
Happy, healthy New Year to you, too. Who's this?
This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you? Happy New Year to you. Did you have a good year?
It was an okay year. This year's going to be even better. It's going to be awesome.
Good for you. What are you hoping for?
Happiness, health, peace. That's good.
That really
I'll
is good.
I'll take money, too, but the first three are the most important.
Well, if you get any money, now you're obligated to split it with me because you've been on the air. So that's kind of the deal.
I'll put you in the line.
Put me in the loop, yeah. Oh, good
right,
to talk. Put Jeff back.
You also. Hold on, okay. Please.
Okay.
See, now everyone's famous at the party.
Marvelous. Marvelously done. Jeff, I've got to kind of let you go here, but happy, happy New Year to you.
Are the gospel people there?
Yeah, there's a... No? Who are you? There's a guy in the studio. Who are you?
I'm Mark Torres from the Comic Book Radio
Show. Oh, Mark, I didn't recognize you.
Yes, I know. I have a different shave a little bit. Haven't seen you in a while, but I figured I was in the neighborhood. I'd stop by and say hi.
Oh, well, hi.
I've been listening on the way down.
Oh,
ask him if he heard the Greek show.
Did you hear the wonderful Manos Galanos Greek show at 10
no,
o'clock?
No, I was actually at my day job, well, my night job, and I left around 11, so I was driving down here. It's about a 45-minute drive. I had to do a little something first, and then I came by and said hi.
Well, tell you what, Jeff...
What is your night job that you were there for while I was on New Year's Eve?
Oh, I work at a movie theater, so that's my night job. But otherwise, I have my own radio show here on Thursday night.
So that movie's really doing terribly. What movie's going to get kicked out of the theaters this week?
Let's see. What didn't do this well? Alvin and Chipmunks didn't do that well.
No, Alvin and the Chipmunks did very well.
At my theater.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Juno
it looks horrible. It looks just like Dick Clark.
No, they made them into rappers, didn't they? They look like these tough chipmunks.
I've only seen half of it because I get a break, like just sneak in and see it, but I don't know what's going on in that movie.
Oh, my gosh.
But Juno is doing really well. That's the with the pregnant girl.
Yeah.
It's actually very funny. People are watching your Charlie Wilson 4. This with Tom Hanks.
Yeah, that got some mediocre reviews, but they're saying that it's actually a pretty good movie.
A lot of people love it. I mean, everybody's coming out, they're saying they loved it. And what else is doing well? What was that other one? People are asking for The Great Debater. With Denzel Washington.
Uh-huh.
So those are doing pretty well at the theater.
What about that Will Smith one with where New York is?
Everybody hated the ending.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I've never read the books. I don't know if that's the translation, but they hated the ending.
And what about Atonement? That's I like the book.
We didn't get it, and there's nowhere at the theater that I work at. So
I see. These are the ones up in your theater. What's coming into your theater in the next week or two? Do you know?
No, I won't know until Tuesday. Tuesday is when they let us know what's coming out.
Well, cool. Oh, cool. How long have you been running? What do you exactly do? Are you the owner of the theater?
No, I just work there. That's my quote-unquote day job, and then on Thursdays I come here and do my show. But that's the real...
Tell us about your show.
Oh, right. The Comic Book Novice is every Thursday night, 9 o'clock, right here on GBB. It's a half-an-hour show. We talk about comics. We do movie reviews. Matter of fact, this week we're going to be reviewing Alien vs. Predator 2.
Uh-huh.
We have two other co-hosts with myself, a woman who has the face for TV, but she's unfortunately on the radio.
Oh.
And we have my other guy who actually is in the comic book industry. So we all just josh about that.
Very nice.
Yes.
And again, please, it's on Thursday.
Thursday nights, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock to 9:30.
Yes, 9 to 9:30. And actually, Dave was, he was interning as an engineer when we first started. That's how I met him.
That's right. I was a newbie here.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry I didn't recognize you.
It's been a while, and yeah, I understand.
But I'm so glad.
I did send you a message I was going to come down. I don't know if you got my email.
When did you send it?
2 days ago.
Maybe I sort of did, and maybe I sort of didn't. But yeah.
Up on his email.
This is a personal, private thing, but Jeff never checks his email on his phone.
No, but Jeff, by the way, I did see you on The Price is Right. Do you still have that shirt? That
was my sign? Well, no, that actually Bob has.
You gave Bob the shirt?
Yeah, Bob took the shirt off my back.
Wow. I thought he just signed it and gave it back to you.
No.
No, he sniffs it every morning now, and he pleasures himself thinking of Jeff.
Oh, that's Bob Barker.
I know.
American legend.
He pleasures himself thinking of Vanna.
That's a completely wrong show.
Well, he wears a fur.
Oh, that's so wrong.
Red's on a fur rug. That's what he does.
And to answer your question before, I think Drew Carey's doing a pretty good job.
Huh.
He's a big fan. It's like he's a fan of the show, and he's hosting the show, so he kind of just adds his own little charm to it. I didn't think he was going to do a good job, actually, it's like if you're a fan of something, and then you're part of it, so you're just kind of enjoying it more than just, it's not just the host. And
cool.
Jeff is right. It is mostly about the fans, because that's why the show is so popular. There's what other show? Deal or No Deal is another show that's more about the fans than the actual game. So, that's why it's so popular, because it's more about the people and people interested in seeing other people win and being happy. And, even when they lose, they're still happy. I watch their show, almost every day, but they got, really, really old people, and the audience loves them coming up there, and they win stuff, and they're old. And, Bob used to love all the old ones. He loves them all. But, if you remember the scandal, what was that, in the 80s or something, that Bob Barker was supposedly,
he was looking after young people.
Yes.
He was sleeping with the models.
Yeah, but we're talking about the contestants, because it was the whole thing that the audience, the female audience members used to be able to go into his pocket to get the $100 when they made the right bid.
They almost did.
They don't do that anymore. They stopped that in the 90s.
No. Until the last day they'd go into his pocket.
Really? Because I know Drew doesn't do it. And I don't remember them going into his pocket anymore.
Yeah, that's a game I like to play.
That's not a game you would like to play with Bob Barker getting in.
Well, not with Bob Barker.
No. That's your goal in life. I want to go to see Bob Barker and get the $100.
With B. Arthur, I play it. Yeah,
he's a very nice man. I'm telling you, he's very calming.
Okay,
You are really, really nervous up there. Because it's just, all you can see is loads of cameras pointing at you,
and everyone's going, move this way, move that way, move this way.
Is that why there's always people, every once in a while you get some guy who just doesn't know where to go, and he's looking around, and he's like, where do I go? And, people are telling him where to go?
Yeah, well, people get, you know, they get excited, they go up the wrong stair. You're not supposed to go up the stair to your right, you're supposed to go up the left stair. And they just point you, and as a matter of fact, when I was on, I got to the place I was supposed to be before Bob did. Because what happens, the host has to go and get the clues or the answers to the next game. So I got up there before Bob did. And, you know, you're just really excited, and you just forget everything. I forgot to say hi to my father. I forgot to say hi to everybody.
Well, that's another thing that Drew Carey does. He actually goes out of his way to make sure that everybody says hi when they send
him. Yeah, that's nice. I like that. But Bob was the host. He will, they won't forever be the host of The Price is Right.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to just cut this short for a moment because I got to do a little bit of station business here. Assistant program director came. He brought the logs, and those include a couple of commercials and promo things. So let me run them through.
Pay the bills.
And then we'll be back with a bit more of the WGBB New Year's. It's not the New Year's Eve special anymore. It's the New Year's 2000 Great Special. I'm here. I'm Dave Lefkowitz. My wife Joyce is here. My good friend Jeff Goodman and Mark Torres of the Comic Book Novices here. And we will all be right back after these important messages. Yes, hoping everybody has great success and love and fun and good things in 2008. We're finishing up the WGBB New Year's special. Jeff is talking to someone else. So, Mark Torres is with me. He hosts or co-hosts The Comic Book Novice on WGBB on Thursday nights at 9 to 9:30, all about the comic and art world.
Yes, yes.
And Jeff is my often usual co-host on Dave's Gone By Sunday nights at 11 p.m. My show's been on for about a little over five years now. Very proud of it. And, you know, that's comedy, talk, radio, music, interviews, all sorts of weird and cool and goofy stuff. And sometimes it's so good. Huh? Yeah.
I just didn't know we were back because I heard all this.
We are back. We're back on the air for about 10 more minutes.
I know. Only 10 minutes?
Well, yeah, because I, kind of have to get home. How are the dogs doing, Jeff?
I don't know. I don't know where the mama dog is.
They're literally, there's dogs about to have puppies over at Jeff's party.
Is the dog giving birth yet?
Are you asking the dog?
No, she's almost ready to pop.
Oh my goodness!
How do you know that? By the way, is there a veterinarian on call?
Oh, I don't know. You have to ask Patty.
Wait, you can tell by the paws sticking out of the uterus.
Okay, hold on. Patty will tell you.
Okay.
How do I know that the dog's puppy's gestation period is 62 days, and today is the 61st, which is actually now the 62nd. So they don't normally go over the 62 days of gestation unless there's a problem.
Ooh, okay.
And she's panting, and she's laying down, and her belly is moving all around. She's ready.
Oh, boy. Well, I know that from my wife. No, I don't know what that means.
I would not admit that to your wife.
She ran away, so it's okay to say that.
Yeah, yeah. Once she's out of the room, I can say pretty much anything about her.
Yeah, unless she's listening to you.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You never want to tell a woman that, you know, she reminds you of a dog giving birth. It just doesn't get you lucky at night.
No. Well, I've renamed her Chattel. I think that's a great name for her, Chattel.
Here's Jeff.
All right, that's enough of that conversation. I'm not going down that road.
Well, wasn't that interesting?
You okay, Chad? How's your cold? You were so bad last night. Are you feeling better?
A little better, but I'm still coughing like crazy.
Well, you can have a little schnapps. It's the new year, but don't overdo it, obviously, because you're
driving.
Yeah. You know, make sure you have some food.
I'm going to have a NyQuil cocktail when I go home.
After you get home.
Yes.
When you get into bed, take that little hot toddy and the NyQuil, but not one moment while you're on the road behind the wheel.
Oh, I would never, never, never.
And everybody listening, please, we don't want accidents. I mean, you know, we're going to be on the road. We're going to be on trains, and we're going to be in cabs, you know, for my wife and me to get home.
I'm not.
What?
Yeah, you're going to be, and Mark is going to be on the road like crazy. So we don't want to be killed by crazy drunk drivers.
Or non-crazy drunk drivers.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't want to be killed by any drivers at all. We're broadening the spectrum here.
Same
we would like
drivers
to stay alive in 08.
My beloved wife, Joyce, has just written a question for Mark Torres.
And me without my glasses.
No, well, I'll read it for you.
Please.
Who is your favorite comic character? I guess comic book character.
Comic book character? My favorite would be the Incredible Hulk.
Why?
Well, it has to do with when I was a kid, one of the first shows I remember watching, which would be 1978, was The Incredible Hulk. I was only 4 years old
at the time. Yeah,
Bill Bixby. And I used to have a temper, so I could relate to that character. And it was kind of sad, like, what used to happen to that guy. Like, he used to get into so much trouble, and then, you know, he used to be really powerful, and I was like, I can relate to that character.
Cool.
And then throughout the years, I just started reading comics, and I just happened to, at the time, a really good writer was writing a comic, and I just fell in love with it, and I've been in love with it since.
Cool.
And David Leskowitz, who is your comic book character?
I'm probably Jughead at this point. Who I want to be. Joy says I should have been Veronica. Oh, wow. I have to think probably...
By the way, no one has to ask me these questions.
No one has actually asked these questions.
Well, you're the third person. I asked Mark. You asked me. I'm going to ask you. Who's your the comic character that is your favorite?
The Riddler.
The Riddler?
The Frank Gorshin Riddler or the comic Riddler?
The Frank Gorshin Riddler.
Well, it's still based on the comic book thing from Dick Tracy? Or, no, Batman.
Batman.
Excuse me. Duh.
Batman.
I guess I'd be Meatwad, maybe. No, he's too dumb. Who would I be?
Underdog.
Homer.
Underdog.
Does Homer count, or is that not...
Homer is a comic book character.
Isn't a comic.
He has a comic.
Why
would
I be Underdog? Well, yeah, I guess I...
No.
Right, never mind. Anyway, we can be heroes just for one day, or just for the first day of 2008... But unfortunately, it's 12:30. Not unfortunately, thank God, we all make it to 12:30. And we've kind of got to wrap things up here at WGBB.
Why, Dave, do you have a train to catch or something?
Yes, actually.
And anyone in a non-vomited cab?
I'll settle for a vomited cab. Who wants to get the number?
A vomit-free cab.
That's my first resolution. I want to find a puke-free vehicle.
That's something that people that can advertise. We have vomit-free cabs for New Year's.
Yeah.
Like us.
On New Year's, the cab companies don't care. They're so busy on this day. It's like, you take it, you leave it. You want to ride on the... You either go home or you ride on the hood. So we'll take what we can get. Hopefully...
Your joy is just the ride in the trunk.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, that's normal anyway. She's cackle. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen... I want to thank so many people. I want to thank Jeff.
List them alphabetically, David.
I only have written
in reverse
down.
Order.
Did you hear him last night? He thanked like 4,000 people.
Well, I left the second half of the show for telling folks, you know, who was on my program all year long and thanking them.
4,000 people.
Yeah.
Of which, by the way, I was number 3.
Yes. My parents were number 2. And that sounds terrible. And, of course, my beloved wife Joyce was number 1. So... I put them on the list again, and I add you, Mark Torres, for taking part. And actually, not just calling in, but coming here. Even our program director didn't do that. He called in from his home. He wasn't at a party. He was home. You know, he could hold his butt in here.
Next year, on Dave's Gone By, you're going to be thanked next year. So
I'll make sure. I'm only able to hear like the half of the show.
I hope you're into the top 10, though.
That'd be nice. That'd be great.
Yeah, if you have to come and, be on the show.
Please, yeah, do come on Dave's Gone By sometime in 2000. Will you do that, Mark?
When we really need a guest.
Okay,
really
Jeff, I'm going to pop you down for just a minute, just so I can do what I got to do here. I want to thank Tom Ross. I want to thank Curry Kid. I want to thank my cousin Adam for calling in. That was really neat. I want to thank my folks for getting on the air with me and wishing and doing a happy. I want to thank Trevor Vassell. I want to thank Stan the Man, the great people at WGBB. I'm sorry if I've forgotten already some people who are here or called in. Thanks for all the folks at Jeff's party who called in, Rich and Michelle and the kids. Thank you all for listening. Stay with WGBB. It's going to be an amazing year. Listen to Comic Book Novice every Thursday night at 9. Listen to Dave's Gone By every Sunday night at 11. Just have a wonderful, safe, and good new year. Guys, last minute things. Joyce, Mark, Jeff. Last minute stuff. Let's take it out.
We forgot to thank Ace for not showing up.
Well, yeah. Thanks for giving us
some
extra time.
Whoever's not supposed to be here.
We'll be having some Chinese after this, huh?
Chinese music. Within 2 minutes, you're going to be hearing after all
that. I thought somebody was going to deliver Chinese food. I was like, wow, that's awesome.
No, just a little bit of Chinese whatever. Right after we say goodbye to all of you. Here, there's a little more of the old Lang Syne. Let's sing it. Before God and never slow version. To mind. Wow, I guess. Oh, do it, yeah.
And the day
God This concludes our broadcast day on WGBB. 1,000 watts coming to you from beautiful Freeport, New York, from the delicious Aragon Ballroom. I'm your host, Dave Lefkowitz, wishing you peace and love and happiness. Remember to brush your foreskins regularly. Bye-bye, Jeff. Bye-bye, Mark. Bye-bye. Good night, everybody. Happy New Year.
Oh.